for efforts in the Zero Hunger Initiative, as well as placing 8th globally in the Life on Land Initiative. Vice Chancellor and President Professor Helen Bartlett has spoken on the key importance that sustainability plays for the university. Quote, "These results reflect our commitment to sustainability, achieved through research projects, teaching, outreach, and leadership in the field."
Unity Water's rate increase will see areas such as Moreton Bay, Sunshine Coast, and Noosa paying around $28 a year more for their water. The utility stated that as of the start of July, the average bill will rise by 1.6% for the average customer. That equates to 56 cents a week. The increase is the result of wastewater charges, as Unity Water has matched the state government's freeze on bulk water prices to keep the rates at last year's levels. Unity Water considers this a, quote, "major win for households and small businesses, as we do our bit to ease national affordability pressures on Queenslanders."
In national news, Australia's space agency says mysterious objects found on a North Queensland beach are likely pressure vessels from a space launch vehicle. The 6 pieces of space junk have been discovered on Forest Beach and were contained by firefighters in hazmat suits and an exclusion zone. Authorities warn the local community to be on alert, since more dangerous debris could be found. A spokesperson for the Australian Space Agency has said that the objects have been recovered and are now safe, and warned that residents, quote, "never touch, move or recover suspected space debris, and assume it to be hazardous. Move away and contact emergency services."
In Western Australia, environmentalists are concerned that Alcoa's deal to buy South32's alumina operations could have dire consequences for the world's only Jarrah forests. The $8.1 billion transaction would give Alcoa a monopoly over all of WA's bauxite and alumina supply chain and make it the world's biggest bauxite miner. Botanist Kingsley Dixon said the Wellesley Alumina Refinery, located south of Perth near Collie, could be key to accessing untapped ore deposits in the Jarrah Forest and could have a major impact on the area. Alcoa has until June 2027 to secure regulatory and shareholder approval for the deal.
In international news, thousands of Iranians have gathered at an outdoor prayer complex in Tehran across the weekend to view the coffins of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The 86-year-old supreme leader, as well as his family, was killed at the beginning of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. Mourners dressed in black and draped in Islamic Republic of Iran flags held up portraits of Khamenei and his son. While the U.S. aims to go ahead with negotiations that would open the Strait of Hormuz and end the war, talks between the U.S. and Iran are on hold until the burial is complete.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently a sunny but chilly 15 degrees with an expected max of 21. The UV index is currently at a 2 in the low band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more, but in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects